On the campaign trail in 2024, President Donald Trump made inflation and the cost of living central to his reelection bid. As Joe Schultz reports, some Wisconsin consumers say that relief has not materialized. This week, WPR is taking a look at how the administration's policies have reshaped Wisconsin 1 year in.
During a campaign rally in Green Bay the month before the presidential election, Donald Trump promised the crowd that if voters sent him back to the White House, he would reduce prices and end inflation.
I will make America affordable again. We're going to make it affordable. We got to bring those costs down. They call it groceries. Bacon, lettuce, tomato, everything is so much higher than it ever was, and we're going to bring that down.
1 year after Trump's return to office, shoppers stopped to talk to WPR outside a Pick and Save grocery store in Oshkosh. They said keeping up with the cost of food is still a struggle. Here's Oshkosh residents Randy Dillon, Abigail Godkin, and Caitlin Feast.
The things I used to see on sale, they ain't there no more. I don't know who to blame, but anyway, it's not getting easier for people like me.
I definitely don't treat myself to things as much, just to make sure we have groceries instead.
It's ungodly insane for how much you're paying to buy in bulk. So you're having to actually buy less, which almost seems like you're paying more.
Food prices have gone up since Trump returned to office. According to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics, they were 3.1% higher in December 2025 than they were in the final month of 2024. That's well below the more than 10% spike in grocery prices shoppers saw in 2022. But it's still higher than the inflation rate consumers were used to in the decade before the pandemic. Experts and business leaders say sweeping tariffs imposed by the Trump administration are one reason costs have stayed high. Trump has made higher tariffs a centerpiece of his economic policies. He alluded to his plans during a campaign stop in Milwaukee in 2024.
The most beautiful word in the entire dictionary, you know what it is? It's tariff, the tariff. You're going to become so rich with the word tariff.
The administration has said their plan is meant to help bolster domestic manufacturing and increase federal revenue. But economists warn that tariffs are a form of tax on imports that's typically passed on to consumers. They say Trump's actions could help fuel inflation. In November, the average tariff rate in the U.S. was the highest it's been since 1935. That's according to the Budget Lab at Yale, a policy research center. John Rico is with the Budget Lab. He says researchers anticipate that when Trump's plan is fully phased in, it will translate to an average household loss of purchasing power of between $1,700 and $1,300. In November, Trump signed an executive order removing tariffs from a range of foods, like coffee, bananas, and beef.
The fact that the administration has explicitly exempted certain products from the tariff regime in order to bring prices down is perhaps evidence that policymakers believe that tariffs do indeed raise prices.
Tariffs have also affected Wisconsin manufacturers. A recent industry survey found 72% say they've been hit by the administration's import taxes. More than half cited cost increases as the biggest impact. About a third pointed to uncertainty and difficulty planning. Brookfield-based Gilman Precision is a manufacturer that has benefited. CEO Paul Grekowitz says the company gets most of its materials domestically and has received new business from companies looking to return their supply chains to the U.S.
Tariffs may have leveled the playing field a little bit more and made us a lot more competitive.
Another major sector in Wisconsin that's been affected by trade tensions is agriculture. Crop farmers last year faced higher production costs, lower crop prices, and trade disruptions. That includes China boycotting purchases of U.S. soybeans. Alan Johnson is a grain and beef farmer from Grant County. He supports the president's tariffs.
I'm not saying it's a great idea, but he's trying to do the right thing. Now, whether or not this is going to work, that remains to be seen.
Johnson says he took a loss on his crops last year, but high beef prices helped him stay afloat. Joe Schultz, Wisconsin Public Radio.